Well, fellas, this is nigh on a perfect day for porch setting.
Oh, that it is, Roger, that it is a perfect day for just setting on this here porch.
Though I hear the mercury is fixing to head north tomorrow.
That's so.
So I hear.
Well, you know what they say. One day you're cutting the paste, and the next, poor Sue's got her head in the pepper tub.
Yeah, wife's getting set for blackberry season.
Oh, so that's why the mercantile's out of cannon jars. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like they say, two bronze sticks don't make 11.
Okay. They who? I mean,
huh?
I just, what? Sorry, but darn it, Carl, who says that? Nobody says that. You just made that up. It makes no sense whatsoever.
It's just an old saying. My grandfather used it frequently.
That is a darned lie. It is it's a pile of rubbish.
A hat full of hogwash. Mm-hmm.
A gecko club flush with horse buttons.
Carl, darn it, you did it again. Come on, what is a gecko club?
It's a club for geckos.
Oh.
Where geckos go to party.
Mm.
Okay, sorry, Carl. I gotta go with Roger on this one.
Thank you.
You clearly just invented those phrases. What in tarnation is a horse button?
Henry, a horse is a horse.
Of course.
Of course. And you know what a button is.
I thought I did.
Well, just stick them together, Henry.
Oh,
that's... Horse button.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think I get it.
No, you don't. No, you can't get it because there's nothing to get. Sayings are sayings for a reason, Carl. They got meanings and history, for Pete's sake.
Oh, now, you just stuffed that granny in a fake rock, Roger.
Oh.
But you just said, for Pete's sake, huh?
Hmm?
Well, what does that mean? Who's Pete? What's his last name? Is he married? Does he have a hunting license?
Come on.
Huh? See, I don't know the guy. Why should I do anything for him? It's like they say, that spoonful of chicken may be sweet, but it don't know sign language.
Carl! Look it, we are not savages here, okay? We do not just make up folksy sayings. You know, maybe in Burkittsville they do, but not here.
Now, hold on, Roger.
Hmm?
I think I'm starting to see Carl's point.
Henry?
I believe what he's doing is introducing colorful new bits of country nonsense to decorate our banter.
Hmm.
Now, you're a good man, Roger. But you've held this porch in your iron grip of silences and same phrases for long enough.
What?
And as I believe Carl's grandpappy might have said, a cat won't buy itself roses.
Why, yes. He did say that ever since he was knee-high to a toaster strudel.
Okay. That's it. Okay. I'm gonna get up, and I'm gonna get me some lemonade. And when I come back out, this little rebellion better be gone from my porch!
Well, that's a darn shame.
Well, you know what they say.
Yep.
When you go digging in 11 trout fountain, best be certain you packed a laser sword.
Mm-hmm.
Can't dress for a donut, Henry.
Ain't it the truth?
It really ain't.